the sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And again, it's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and I want to remind everybody that we are available on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ The Taylor Report. And we're also available on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com, Taylor-Report. We have news. I want to make sure we stay up to date on the matter of Paul Rusesabagina. There's not a lot of news, but there is some details that speak to concerns I've had over the years dealing with the issue of the treatment of accused persons, and but also, first of all, as in the case of Paul Rusesabagina, his removal under very peculiar circumstances, certainly circumstances that violated his right to be apprised of where he's being transported to. It's very disappointing, and it's something that should be called to the attention of people who believe in rights of that follow international law. Of any citizen anywhere in the world, any country, there are certain procedures that have to be followed if someone wants to make an accusation. It's been pointed out rightly by Human Rights Watch. I don't have a lot of regard for them, but when they say something true, you have to acknowledge or point it out. Human Rights Watch said that if Rwanda had a case that that was persuasive, if they believed in their own claims about Paul Rusesabagina, the recognized hero of Hotel Rwanda, which we've spoken of at length on the Taylor Report, if there was a good case to be made for his transfer, they would have been able to do it, and would have done it, and are, of course, obliged to do it. They didn't do that, and instead they engaged in a rendition exercise, and there's too much of this rendition, and there's too many apologies for that kind of conduct, particularly a part of great powers. In this case, Rwanda is not a great power, but they're the friend of, nephew, related to a great power. And they have done this in more than one instance. Therefore, it falls to countries like Belgium. Paul Rusesabagina is a citizen of Belgium, to insist that he be his right to face charges as a Belgian citizen, where his rights are protected, be restored, and therefore he should be returned to Belgium. If Rwanda wants to make the argument, he should behind their accusations and let them do it. But in this case, basically, it's cheating, and Belgium, we have to watch closely, doesn't seem to be treating this in the way that they should, with the seriousness that they should. And that raises questions about Belgium and the United States, where Paul Rusesabagina was a resident in San Antonio, Texas. They have said that they think that that it's important that he be given a fair trial. Well, that falls way short of what their duties are towards Paul Rusesabagina, since they know, and he after all was given a Medal of Freedom by the President of the United States, that their own reputation is on the line. And again, if Rwanda had a case, they could take it to the United States and make their arguments. Anyhow, the second thing that most concerns me, Paul appeared in court I believe, Friday to argue for on an appeal that he be released and remain in the country to face the charges against him. And there will be determination of that on October the 2nd. We'll watch closely. But he appeared in court wearing a prison garb, their favorite pink prison garb. They had him in court. And his head had been shaved. This is something which illustrates that they believe, they don't believe in presumption of innocence. To bring him in that way and to shave his head. The shaving of a head, if you say that's your prison system, and that's what you do, that might be an argument, but this is an individual who's accused of something which has not been proven in court. And there's usually some effort made by self-respecting courts to treat the accused person as having the presumption of innocence and the charges having to be shown against him, and not be put in the kind of prison uniform which suggests you're guilty, or shaving the head, which is, I would say, primarily an act to humiliate him. This was done to Victoire Ingabire very noticeably. It's been done to others. But at any rate, I think, it may appear small, but I would say it ought to be remarked on by everyone. These kind of petty things do not go unnoticed, but they should illustrate the character of the government that is bringing the claims against Paul Roussos Abedinu. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT. It's 89.5 FM.